that letter?
Yes, it's part of the record. Case number 9759, Rhonda Banning, south of the road, 544, 550 feet west of U.S. Route 13A. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement, a variance from minimum square footage requirement for a parcel, and a variance of the minimum lot requirement for a parcel. Counselor, would you like me to swear him in case you ask him first?
Sure.
Okay. We'll take you first. Ladies first.
Rhonda Banning, 207 Deep Creek Drive, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Jeff Banning, 207 Deep Creek Drive, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Okay, two hands up here. You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, Tim Willard with Fuquay and Yuri, 28th Circle here in Georgetown. To my left is Jeffrey and Rhonda Banning. They're the applicants. They own the lot that they're asking for variances on. This lot is located on Hearns Pond Road. It's tax parcel 331-3, parcel 153. Hearns Pond Road is a road just west of 13, right behind Duke's Lumber, that cuts right across the south end of the pond there. And this lot currently is 39,409 square feet. It's sort of an unusual shape. It's 199 by 216 by 188 by 190. There is a house, a small ranch house, situated as you're looking at the property right on the right, and one of the variances we're asking for is it looks like it encroaches 3 feet into the 15 feet, but it's been there for a while. Obviously, if you do anything with this lot, you'd have to address that issue. The two other variances we're requesting are both area variances. This property is located in an AR1 district, and therefore the lot size is required to be 32,670 square feet, unless it's a cluster, and it's not. What we're asking to do is split the lot in half and having two lots of 19,000 square feet, which we believe, because of the uniqueness of this area, is very consistent, would not alter the characteristic of the neighborhood. The third variance is simply for the 150-foot frontage for the same reasons that most of the properties around there are smaller, if not the same size, as what we're asking for. I don't really need to reiterate the law for area variances. You understand that we need to demonstrate some uniqueness. The property shape itself is unique. The property size in the area that it's located is unique to the extent it's one of the largest properties lots in the area. The house already exists on it on the far end of one property, but because of the size of the property, it makes it the larger side yard, which is inconsistent with the rest of the neighborhood, virtually unusable. I've already indicated, and I'll show through some exhibits, that to put two attractive ranch houses on this lot, I mean put one next to the one that exists, would not alter it. In fact, it would enhance the area. And this is the minimal variance requested to the extent it just splits it right in half. I submitted this morning a booklet of exhibits. I don't know if you each have them, just to help you go through it. The first page, and I'm going to try to be efficient here because I know you got a lot, but some of what I said, I'm hoping this will demonstrate more in color and diagram, is the tax map of the area. And this is an area that's just on the north side of north of town of Seaford, and it wasn't officially subdivided as far as we can tell. It just evolved over time. So it's an attractive neighborhood with the pond on one side, but the lots are very small. And I've indicated with the purple lot, that's the Banning's property, and you see the size of it? If you look on the lots across the street and the ones marked in blue on the same side of the street, they all have 100-foot frontage. Some are 76, some are 86, 93, 89, 85, 86. There's 159, 165. Right across the street is 166. And what they're asking for is two lots that would front at 96. 57, I'm sorry, what's the exact number? Their frontage would be very close to 99.9. Thanks, Rhonda. So it's actually bigger than some of the lots that already exist in the area. And if you do the math, the square footage is a lot larger as well. Just for the record and to support the reasons that you need to find to grant such an area variance, you'll see some pictures that were taken. Just run through them briefly. They describe what you're looking at. The first one is a vacant lot. That's the lot that we're asking to put the house on. If we were able to get the partition, if we got the variance, we'd obviously have to go to planning and zoning, get the approval, get an entrance permit. This is just a first step. You can see the existing parking lot on the other side, driveway. The next picture is the house that's existing there, and that's what the Bannings are actually in the process of fixing up, either to rent or sell. It's in pretty bad shape, but they're fixing it up. Next picture shows a house, the two houses across the street. Another picture shows the lot looking east, and there's a manufactured home there right behind the indication. There's a stop sign up there, which I'm not sure if anybody lives there, but it's not in too great shape. Then there's the house right across the street. That's on the banks of the pond. Another house on a very small lot. I think that's the one that's on the 65-foot frontage. The next tab shows you the survey as it exists today, and you can see the house, the lot shape is uniquely shaped, and there's a house already on the far right side, which we believe gives it its uniqueness. And then finally, the survey, or at least rough survey, which shows how the property would be subdivided equally with about 100-foot frontage, and both lots would be 19,000 square feet. I should point out, because I think the large part of your considerations in area variances is the nature of the zone, the character of the immediate vicinity, and the effect on other properties. And I think what the exhibits we have demonstrate that this wouldn't affect it. In fact, building a new home there could enhance it. But Mr. Banning in particular, he's a principal at Trinity Trucking in Seaford. They employ some 125 people just there. And he's been involved in working on consortiums and things like that to try to deal with more moderate housing. And I imagine you all are aware that council recently passed the moderate housing ordinance just in January. This is an issue that's real to Sussex County, and actually in the ordinance they passed just January, in their government findings, they expressed that the increasing need for persons of moderate income employed stated capacities for housing. I'm not going to read it all. But there are about four paragraphs where the county council has made a finding of fact that this county needs moderate housing, affordable housing. And this, although albeit it's a small project, and this statute calls for incentives for larger developers to add that element, clearly I think when you look at the uniqueness of this larger lot and the small property, how the other houses are built around there, some aren't in great shape, that this could improve that element what the county is looking for. That ordinance is not numbered. I'm sorry, but for the record, I'm sure you can identify it. I have a couple more pictures that show the landscape of the road a little more vividly because you're looking down it, which I'll submit for the record as well as the ordinance. Finally, as to the nature of the area, your county council has also, based on the last comprehensive plan, identified this area as a town center. In other words, it's purple. It's not municipal. It's not development. It's somewhere in between. Town center is described as an area where you should have a mixture of housing, single-family apartments, townhouses. So when you consider how this cutting this lot in half would affect that neighborhood, one, it actually won't because there are already a lot of small lots there, smaller than it. But two, arguably anybody that's in that area could or the council has already addressed it, saying we want to have a little more density there. And this lot's somewhat unique because it's just been the last one that maybe hasn't been developed. So for all those reasons, we hope you consider this hardship and allow them to get these variances. I'm going to submit these if that's all right. What I'm putting in is just the ordinance, some more photographs, and a copy of the land use plan for town center.
Mr. Chairman, just to let you know that you did send me out there to look at this one. I know you were concerned with it. It does fit right in with the what Counselor has said, the you asked me if that neighborhood was, you know, would accept these kind of things, and yes, I had. I did take a look at it.
Thank you, Ben. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9759, as I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9759. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Yes, indeed.